the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Renee Godefroy.
Resilience is everything is actually my motto. I remember when I first came to the United States of America with $5, two shirts, and one pair of pants. I didn't speak English. I was undocumented, so to speak. I couldn't find a job anywhere. Naturally, I settled for whatever I could find. I was washing cars on the streets of Miami for $5 a car. I was a janitor. I was a boot carpenter. I was doing all kinds of things until I was able to speak English. I found a bunch of people in the neighborhood where I was living. They were making excuses. I was reading at the time about the American dream. For some reason, I believe that, yes, the American dream is possible. Why? Because I saw people from all walks of life who were succeeding massively in this country. And I thought to myself, why is it that those people are complaining about this country? They were born here. And this is the land of opportunities, so to speak. And I made up my mind I was going to succeed in the United States of America. Was it going to be easy for me? No. I had no connections. I had no resources. I didn't know anybody or anywhere. I was so brand new in this country. The biggest mountain I had to climb was learning English. But I tell you what. There's one thing that I came to the United States of America with, and I knew with this one thing I was going to succeed. You want to know what it is? It's actually resilience. I get to travel all across North America today, speaking at conferences for major companies, at leadership, sales conferences. People would often ask me, how did you come from a tiny village in Haiti? Poverty and diseases, struggling. You came to the United States of America with nothing. Look at you today, speaking on stages, an award-winning author. Of course, the book is Kick Your Excuses Goodbye. What a great title, right? They are trying to find out what is my secret. I don't have a secret. If indeed there is a secret, my secret is resilience. A lot of people would try something at first, or maybe the second or third time, and they are not succeeding because they have the grand illusion that things should work out the first time. They lack the resilience to stay with it until it works. I have met a lot of rookie salespeople. They're just getting into sales. But what they don't realize is that succeeding at anything, particularly sales, you have to face a lot of rejections. You have to hear a lot of no's. You have to condition yourself, reprogram your subconscious mind to be rejected, to hear no, no, no. Why? Because selling, just like anything else, I suppose, it's a numbers game. The more no's that you hear, the closer you are getting to the yeses. Sometimes you are hearing the no's because you are in training. The universe is training you, is conditioning you so that you can improve, so that you can get better. I don't know, for some reason, a lot of people didn't get that memo when they showed up to this planet. Yeah, they started going to school, they started going to elementary school, kindergarten, elementary, all these high school, college, universities, and they've got the degree, but somehow nobody gave them the memo. Look, when you go to the real world, when you go to face life in the trenches experience, life is not that beautiful. You're not going to have your parents to be there to support you. You're going to be by yourself. It's going to be a jungle. There are going to be disappointments. There are going to be rejections. There are going to be betrayals. You are going to fail at first. You are going to fail maybe the second and the third time. Do you know how many times the billionaires, the rich people, the gurus you see out there, do you know how many times they failed? Do you know how many times they filed for bankruptcies? Many, many, many times. I mean, some of them actually get to be president of the United States of America. Now, think about it. What if those people had quit when they failed the first time or the second time? What if they had created a story, which is what most people do? They created a fictitious story which has no basis in reality, and they use that story as an excuse. Have you ever met people who tell you, yeah, I've tried that, but my wife had a baby, or my kid was too young, or all kinds of stories, or it's too hard. I kept asking and I kept knocking on doors and people kept saying no and no. I don't know. Maybe I'm not cut out for selling. Maybe that's not my thing. What do you mean you are not cut out for selling? What do you mean it's not your thing? Of course you are cut out for it. Of course it's your thing. What you didn't know is that you needed to reprogram your subconscious mind for rejections, for no's. You've got to knock on doors and knock on doors and knock on some more. Let me tell you, I couldn't get a job, of course, in this country. It was hard. It was difficult for me. I even went to McDonald's to try to look for a job. The guy didn't give me the job. His reason was because I didn't speak English. Now, go figure. I just wanted to pick up trash in the parking lot. I wondered, how would the trash cans know that I don't speak English, since they don't even speak themselves? When I couldn't get the job, I decided, hey, maybe there is an alternative. Maybe there are other choices. Maybe if it's not McDonald's, it's something else. After all, I'm in the United States of America, the land of plenty, the land of opportunities. On the way back to where I was living, I noticed a few parking lots with a lot of cars, businesses, particularly a bank by the name of Total Bank. I saw all those cars, and across the street, there was another parking lot with a lot of cars coming in and going out. I said to myself, wait a minute now, those people are busy people. They don't have time to wash their cars. Why don't I start a car wash? I don't know. Out of the blue, the idea just came to me. I supposed if you don't have a story, if you don't have excuses, if you maintain a positive attitude while you are going through the process, somehow the universe will reveal to you some ideas on how you can improve, on how you can get better, or how you can get to the next level. And I said, I'm going to start a business. I didn't have much money. I had $3. I went to Goodwill. I bought me some used towels. I went to a dollar store. I bought me a bottle of dishwashing soap, and I bought me a bucket. and off to the race. I went to that bank, Total Bank, the parking lot, and I started knocking on doors. I would ask the people in my broken English, excuse me, sir, wash car? And I kept hearing, no. The reality is I was already conditioned for the hustle, that is. Because as a kid in Haiti, walking behind the American tourist, a place called Champ de Mars, with an extended hand begging for... I had a lot of competition. I had a lot of kids fighting, trying to get to them to ask for money. And I heard a lot of no's at first, but I was persistent. That kind of conditioning was useful to me in the parking lot of the bank as I was knocking on some doors, asking people to wash their cars. But eventually one guy told me, yes. You see, I heard the yes. Go ahead. I remember he was driving a green Saab. I'm laughing because when I first came, I couldn't pronounce the word Saab. I saw S-A-A-B and I kept saying Saab. I did a beautiful job, a masterful job washing that car. Here's something I want to mention here. Every time you are delivering your service, you are actually auditioning for the next job. When I'm on a stage speaking, yeah, I get paid very good to speak on a stage, but make no mistakes, when I'm on that stage, I'm actually auditioning for the next speaking engagement. So every time you are delivering, basically you heard so many no's, so many rejections. When you get that one yes, you better be ready to wow that customer. That's what I did, because I know I was auditioning. It turned out that the guy whom I was washing the car for was or is the nephew of the senior vice president of the bank, one of the senior vice presidents of the bank. And he told his uncle, before you know it, my business started in the parking lot of the bank. I was washing cars, $5 a car. Every morning I'd take my bucket, towels, I would catch the bus and off to the race. I was making a lot of money by my standards back then. We are talking about 1983, many, many years ago. My attitude back then was, look, America is the land of opportunity. There is the American dream. One thing that I heard, yes, America is the land of opportunities. The American dream is possible. However, the road to the American dream is paved with setbacks, rejections, disappointments, betrayals, let down, failures. It is paved with all of those unless you are ready to go through and embrace all of those, you'll never get to the American dream. What it takes for you to go through or to actually walk that road is resilience. So my friend, don't give up. You say, Renee, well, I've been at it for a long time. I know. I cannot tell you how many times I attempted to get a speaking engagement when I first started. It was one rejection after another. Nobody wanted to hire me because what I didn't tell you in the story is I was a doorman in Atlanta. Eventually, I moved to Atlanta. From being a doorman, I had the audacity to say that I'm going to be a motivational speaker. And that's a long story that I will share with you in another segment of this podcast. It wasn't working out for me at first. Some people even told me that I don't think you can succeed in the speaking business. You don't have what it takes. And frankly, I didn't have what it takes. And you might be thinking you don't have what it takes to succeed at what you are doing. But the truth is, if you stay with it, eventually you will figure out. All you need is resilience and a positive attitude. I promise you, you stay with it and somehow people will come from all walks of life. They will start sharing information. And some people will feel sorry for you that you've been at it for so long. You've been knocking on so many doors, and then they will start opening doors for you. People don't really actually give you a break until they see that you are committed to your dream, until you are committed to your goals. My friend, listen carefully. Stay with it, but stay with it with a positive attitude. See where you are going and believe in the process. Believe it's possible. I guarantee you, I can even give it to you in writing. If you stay with it long enough and you keep improving yourself, you keep growing, you keep trying to meet the best version of yourself, eventually the best version of yourself will meet you. Not that it wasn't there all along, but once you become aware and willing to be the best version of yourself, it will step in, and there you go. You will succeed. So keep pressing on.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.